Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori Amin, will interview published authors to chat about their work, journey to getting published, and their book recommendations. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us.
Hi, Rachel. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me.
So happy to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am a young adult author. I'm originally from outside of Philadelphia, but I am now in Pittsburgh for all of eternity. My wife's family has deep roots here. So yeah, I'm a young adult author outside of Pittsburgh.
I love this. And so let's talk about young adult novels. So what did you read young adult novels when you were growing up? Or wait, what young, like maybe like the young adult novels that we have now are different than what we had, like, you know, back in the day. But did you
for sure.
And then like what came first? Writing or reading, and why?
Yeah, no, I grew up really loving reading. So I feel like it kind of came naturally. I took I think YA when I kind of had like my aha moment for that. I took a class at Pitt when I went there. It was called Writing Youth Literature, and it was with Siobhan Vivian, who's another young adult author. It was an incredible class. So that just like really like lit the fire for me to write YA and kind of steer my focus there. And I just think it's such a brilliant genre. You know, the high school age is such a pivotal one. You have so many firsts, your first loves, you go to prom, you know, you're about to go off to college and like set on like this huge new chapter of your life. You have self-discovery and growth. And I also just think it's so relatable at any age. You know, you could be like 12 years old and pick up a YA novel and be like, you know, I hope my senior prom is as cool as this book makes it seem. Or you can be like 85 and pick up a YA novel and be like, oh my gosh, the good old days. Are like, it just hits you. It just has this real magic about it. So yeah, that was definitely, I think, why I got into YA, how I fell in love with it, and how I started writing it.
I love this. And I love, like, you know, like just falling in love with the genre, like seeing what the potential it is, because there's like so much potential. And I think the genre has exploded in the past, like, I would say 20 years, like
definitely
has exploded and there's a little bit of everything for everyone. And I feel like we're getting stories, like we're getting queer stories, we're getting BIPOC stories, we're getting own voices, we're getting neurodivergent, like we're getting a little bit of everything. So we are hopefully, you know, teenagers now or even in the future, we'll be seeing representative in these stories.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's one of the coolest things about YA. Like, as you kind of brought up when you asked the question, like back in the day, like when I was, you know, a young baby queer growing up in high school, like there was like nothing. There was really like nothing. You had like the same like four books that you would like go and like struggle to find in your local Barnes and Noble. And like you'd walk out with like a Sarah Waters book again and be like, this is it. This is what I got. But now there are so many choices. You know, you go and you have a whole section, and it's just, I think it's super incredible to see what's happening in YA.
Yeah. And there's like a little bit of everything. There's like fantasy, there's paranormal, but there's also contemporary, there's rom-coms, there's a little bit of everything, like, you know, issues based YAs and YAs that in college, and like a little bit, like, I think it's just like so much out there that it's like, it's amazing.
For
like,
sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Like I discovered YA, I read YA growing up, and then, but I was only like Sweet Valley High and Producer's Club. Like those were the YA books that I did follow. And they're hella problematic. Like I was, Producer's Club is not problematic, but Sweet Valley High is very problematic.
Yeah.
So we'll get there. So I started reading YA and I took a break until about a year ago, and I discovered, and I went back to the world and I was like, let me see what is out there. And I was so happily, wasn't surprised. I can see stories like myself there. I can see stories like my friends there. And I was like, wow, like there's a lot of diversity here.
For sure. Yeah. And I think that's just been like so cool. Like you said, like over the course of the last 20 years, like just kind of like the change that we've seen, and just like so much material, so much incredible material, so much diversity. And it's only growing, which I think I'm so excited about. And I can't wait to see where we are in 5 years. I think it's going to be super cool.
I love this. And so this is your debut as a solo author, right?
Yes, my solo debut. Yeah.
So talk to us about it. Like, tell us about the story, but talk to us about like how do you like get this book deal?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So my two other books, I was the co-author for. 5 Feet Apart is kind of like the most notable. Yeah. So for that one, it actually did come through. You know, as I mentioned, I took a class at the University of Pittsburgh with Siobhan Vivian. And after I graduated, she reached out and said, you know, there was a screenplay that was looking to get turned into a novel. About, you know, two teens with cystic fibrosis that fall in love. The idea behind it was to raise awareness about cystic fibrosis and put it in the spotlight in a way that I had never been before. So I read through the screenplay and I fell in love with the story and the characters and kind of, you know, the idea behind it, what they were trying to do with cystic fibrosis and raising awareness. So that was really how everything kind of got started. I, you know, wrote a first chapter and threw my name in the ring and did not expect to ever get it. And then I did. Yeah. And then the second book, All This Time, I co-authored with Mickey Daughtry, who was one of the screenplay writers. But yeah, The Lucky List is my solo debut, which is super exciting. It's like, it's crazy because, you know, I've done it twice before and this is just like, it's new in a whole new way, but it's also the same in a whole new way. So it's definitely been a super fun experience. Yeah, but I'm so excited for it. The Lucky List, it's about a girl named Emily whose life is in shambles the summer before her senior year of high school. She's wrecked things with her boyfriend, Matt. Her best friend, Kira, is away for the whole summer. And her dad is looking to sell her childhood home. And so while packing, she discovers her mom's summer bucket list from her late mother's summer bucket list from the summer before her senior year of high school. And she decides to duplicate it with Blake, the swoony new girl in town. So it was just super fun. It was really great to write like a summer story, especially like during everything that happened last year. It was just like such a great escape. So I just had an absolute blast putting it together.
I love this. So did you write this book in the pandemic or?
I did. Yeah. The initial idea for it came like a little bit before. But yeah, this was literally start to finish pandemic writing.
So I feel like that should be a great escape, but at the same time, it could be done to be like, oh my gosh, the world's crumbling apart. But I'm like, I got the story I can escape to.
You know, for sure. Yeah, that was absolutely how it was. Like, it was just like, you know, every time I would like dive into a new revision, a new draft, it would just be this amazing escape when everything seemed was so fraught all around. It was like, oh my gosh, I remember like going on adventures and having fun in the sun besides like just seeing like my wife and my dog and nobody else. So yeah, it was definitely amazing for that.
All right. So let's see. So I've been asking authors like this question just because it's something that people are nosy about it and you're kind of like interesting. Is what brings you joy? Like what things, whether it's writing, reading, something else completely, like gardening, something that you do and you feel like you're in flow and it feels good. And money's not an object, it's something you do for fun. Yeah.
That is such a good question. You know, I've really like gotten super into gardening recently. I like just got my first house and yeah, we just have like a really nice like front area to garden. My wife built like these little flower boxes and we're also doing like a little vegetable garden. And that has just been so much fun. You know, the last, like with everything going on the last few months, it's been like really cool to like, you know, plant flowers and see what happens. And we have like an ongoing like battle with the local deer. There's like a crew of deer, literally like 12 of them. Like we have like standoffs in my front yard that will like just come and try to like eat all of my flowers that I've worked so hard to grow. But yeah, so I've definitely like really had a blast gardening and doing all of that.
So what's in the vegetable patch? I'm always curious.
Gosh, we have peppers, tomatoes, cucumbers, carrots, which I'm a little nervous about. They might probably going to be undergrown, but they're going baby carrots for sure. But yeah, definitely that.
So will you do like a pepper watch? You'd be like, okay, I got these many peppers today and these many peppers today, or these many tomatoes.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
You better watch, you know?
Also like kind of in the beginning, like just like constantly watching all of the seeds growing and being like, will you make it? So that's definitely been a part.
Yeah, I think summertime is going to be a great time for you to be like, pepper watch.
Yeah.
These many peppers, these many tomatoes. Like,
go out and check how many there are for sure.
That's, you can be like, mama, mom, I'm like, here's all my vegetables. You know?
I did it. Yeah. No, I definitely will be.
I love this. So let's talk about some books, some books you recommend. So which books can you stop gushing about? Books that you like or books that you read that you're like, oh my gosh, everyone should read this.
Oh gosh. So many. I love Nina Lacour's writing. So good. We Are Okay is, I honestly think I talk about it more than any of my own books. And that is the honest truth. Just so incredibly talented. It's like a quiet book. It's pretty much a girl like drinking tea in her dorm room and like recovering from grief and coming to terms with grief and all of that. But oh my gosh, she has just such an ability to say exactly what needs to be said and nothing more and nothing less. And I think that is such a hard balance to find in writing. You know, you like either blab on forever or, you know, you just write too little and, you know, the readers don't get the full picture. So I think just in complete awe of Nina Lacour and her writing. Another one that I really loved was Here the Whole Time by Vitor Martins. It came out, I think, 2 years ago. A year ago, it's hard to say with, you know, everything that happened, but it is such a good book. It's about a boy named Felipe who's super excited for winter break. You know, his classmates are just awful to him. And he finds out that his neighbor, Caio, is going to be staying with him for 15 days. And he's had a crush on Caio forever, like since they like were kids playing in the pool at their apartment complex together. So it's just a super sweet story about, you know, Felipe overcoming his insecurities and finding love. And it's such a good read and just like so perfectly encapsulates like those big teenage feelings and emotions. And I can't recommend it enough. So those are definitely my two.
I love these recommendations. I love Nina Lacour. Like I feel like her writing is like just, it's gut feeling. Like you feel it in your gut. Like you're like, it's, and it's not a long book. It's like she writes just enough that gives yes. you like, the feelings, you know.
So. Absolutely. Yeah. Like you finish a chapter and you're like, that was so good. Yeah. It's just like, oh, it just like really hits you. Yeah, for sure. Exactly what you said. You really feel it.
Yeah, you really feel it. So tell us where you can find you.
Oh yeah. You can find me on Instagram at Rachel Lippincott, on Twitter at RCHLLIPP, although I'm not on Twitter a whole bunch, so you might be disappointed. and I also started a TikTok with my wife about like a month and a half ago, and that's been kind of fun. So you can find me at Allison, A-L-Y-S-O-N and Rachel on TikTok. Super cool. Book talk has been quite an adventure.
Oh my gosh, you're so brave. That's amazing.
You're so brave. Yeah, no, for sure.
Oh, this is awesome. So thank you, Rachel, for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. This was super fun.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For book recommendations, author interview archives, and other fun book resources and tips, please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com. The Watch Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Network. To discover new shows to listen and love, please visit frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.